The years pass in their hundreds and their thousands. And what does any man see of life but a few summers, a few winters? We look at mountains and call them eternal, and so they seem, but in the course of time mountains rise and fall, rivers change their courses, stars fall from the sky, and great cities sink beneath the sea. Even gods die, we think. Everything changes. Perhaps magic was once a mighty force in the world, but no longer. What little remains is no more than the wisp of smoke that lingers in the air after a great fire has burned out. And even that is fading. Valyria was the last ember, and Valyria is gone. The dragons are no more, the giants are dead, the children of the forest forgotten, with all their lore. No, my prince, Jojen Reed may have had a dream or two that he believes came true, but he does not have the green sight. No living man has that power.
Bran said as much to Mira Reed when she came to him at dusk, as he sat in his window seat, watching the lights flicker to life. I'm sorry for what happened with the wolves. Summer shouldn't have tried to hurt Jojen, but Jojen shouldn't have said all that about my dreams. The crow lied when he said I could fly. And your brother lied too. Or perhaps your maester is wrong. Oh, he isn't. Even my father relied on his counsel.
Your father listened, I have no doubt, but in the end he decided for himself. Bran, will you let me tell you about a dream Jojen dreamed of you and your fustling brothers?
The Walders aren't my brothers. She paid that no heed.
You were sitting at supper, but instead of a servant, Maester Lewin brought you your food. He served you the king's cut off the roast, the meat rare and bloody, but with a savory smell that made everyone's mouth water. The meat he served, the phrase, was old and grey and dead. Yet they liked their supper better than you like yours.
I don't understand.
You will, my brother says. When you do, we'll talk again.